Working to solve a shortage of infant formula. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The White House says it's working on logistical and supply issues with infant formula manufacturers and retailers to get more formula to parents across the country facing a major shortage.
In direct contact out of the White House with every major existing manufacturer, the three big manufacturers of infant formula.
National Economic Council Director Brian D. says the FDA is looking to ease the import of formula from foreign manufacturers. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the U.S. would move quickly to approve Sweden's application to join the NATO military alliance in Stockholm. McConnell said that while other countries in the Western alliance may be able to approve Sweden's application sooner, he had no doubt it will be approved by Congress. Earlier today, Sweden's prime minister announced her country will join Finland in seeking NATO membership in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The CDC today marking 1 million U.S. deaths from COVID-19 as North Korea announces for the first time it's dealing with a surge of cases.
Cases of a fever are soaring in North Korea of what's suspected to be COVID-19, but the country is not officially naming the coronavirus. Within only 3 days, more than 1 million people have contracted the virus and at least 50 people are dead.
Fox's Alex Hogan. President Biden today awarding medals of valor at the White House.
You're the heart and soul and the very spine of this country.
15 public safety officers receiving the awards, including two who died in the line of duty. Among the recipients were acts of bravery in the line of duty, 9 police officers and 6 firefighters. Mixed day on Wall Street today. The Dow relatively flat, ending up 27 points. The S&P initially into positive territory, but closing 15 points lower. The NASDAQ up 142. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Biden administration is looking at ways to deal with a dramatic rise in traffic-related deaths.
The Department of Transportation says they're now accepting applications from government groups that want cash to make cities and streets safer as traffic-related deaths and injuries soar. 40,000 people were killed last year on the roads and nearly 4 million people were injured. The infrastructure law makes $5 billion available for roadway safety projects over 5 years. And now DOT says they're ready to dole out the first billion for projects this year. They're holding a series of webinars in June to teach those eligible how to apply. That includes metropolitan planning organizations, counties, cities, and transit agencies, and federally recognized tribes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Starbucks says it will now offer employees enrolled in its health care plan reimbursement for eligible travel expenses when accessing abortion or gender-affirming procedures when those services are not available within 100 miles of a worker's home. More companies are detailing their benefits on abortion care after a draft of a Supreme Court opinion leaked indicating the high court would abolish a nationwide right to abortion. Cincinnati is considering a ban on e-scooters.
Cincinnati is already enforcing a curfew on e-scooters. They can only be operated from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Police say the popular scooters are sometimes used in criminal activity. Members of the community have also complained about underage scooter drivers and scooters being used on sidewalks. This is not the first time the city has discussed banning e-scooters. CJ Papa, Fox News.
McDonald's says it has started the process of selling its Russian business, which includes 850 restaurants that employ 62,000 people. The fast food giant pointed to the humanitarian crisis caused by the war. The Chicago-based company had temporarily closed its stores in Russia, but was still paying employees. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.